Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I was thinking about a player over the weekend that I thought kind of perfectly encompassed why, if when people ask me, because I was around family on vacation a little bit, or friends or people who know what you do, and they're like, hey, do you think the Royals are going to make the playoffs? That was a really consistent question for you. Do you think the Royals are going to make the playoffs? And I kept giving the answer yes, and I was like, you know, I kind of need a reason. Like, I should have a reason why I'm telling them yes. The reason why is not because, like, Bobby Wood Jr. is maybe the best player in all of baseball this year. He's hitting, like, 500 in his last 15 games. Yes, those are reasons why the team will make the playoffs. The reason, the swing reason why I think they will is Brady Singer. He perfectly encapsulates what most playoff teams don't have, a super reliable third starter in your rotation. And I would argue that he's been significantly better than that for a good chunk of this season, but he has pitched to a 3-earned run average. He, in the middle, like in the postgame, he said he watched somebody throw a pitch a certain way and made a slight adjustment, and he dominated in his last start. So he's willing to adjust in the middle of the season. He's been almost as good as the guys who have been great in Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo. He is like the encapsulation of the swing player for why I think they'll make it. Having a good enough starter there at that point can be the difference between why you're two games short of the postseason or you're actually in it.
No, I think it's fair. He doesn't get talked about as much because of the two All-Stars and Reagans and Lugo and what they've been able to do. And Brady Singer, you know, at times we would have said, hey, inconsistent. Not the case this year. Like, he had the one bad outing right before the All-Star break. Other than that, he has been terrific.
Yep.
He also just gives them options for the future of this organization, too. I know you're referencing this year what it can mean. Because, hey, if you get into a wild card 3-game series, ideally, you can line it up with Lugo and Reagans and Singer, and you're feeling great. I mean, how many other teams? Maybe one, two other teams have a better 1-2-3.
Maybe
the Mariners.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. There's not many teams that have a better 1-2-3, and yes, they had two All-Stars, so that tells us right there. But long term, he gives them options. Look, they could hold on to him in the offseason, and all of a sudden you go into next year and you have Reagans and Lugo again. Maybe Michael Walker's back. Maybe he decides not to come back. With Bubic being a potential option next year, with Kyle Wright being a potential option, it opens you up to trades and the value.
His value of Stan's gotten higher.
On Friday's show, Cody, we referenced an article from The Athletic that was discussing last year's trade deadline for the Royals.
Sure.
And the rumors about Salvi, the conversations that existed with the Marlins and the Rangers.
Sounded like a real series with the Rangers.
And one other note in that article, I think it was Rustin Dodd from The Athletic, who used to work here in Kansas City, he mentioned that the player the Rangers really wanted last year actually was Brady Singer. Now, they ended up trading for
They're just like, Max, hey, you got to toss in Salvi if you want everything you're asking.
Yeah,
toss in Salvi.
Max Scherzer, Jordan Montgomery. Yeah. So I'm not saying he's getting traded to the Rangers or traded to anybody in the offseason, but he's the guy that, because of his performance this year, is going to give them a lot of flexibility. He can either be number two, number three next year, or you're going to get a nice haul that can, you know, help you in a spot you need help at next year in the big leagues. But this year, he's going to give them an opportunity if they can get in the dance.
He's why they're making the dance.
Yeah.
For me, that's why they're making the postseason. It's Brady Singer. It's, I mean, I get it. Like, if we're ranking out, if you and I had to rank out 1 through 10 the most important players of why they're making the postseason, I understand why Lugo and Reagans and Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez are, right? I understand why some players rank ahead here and there, he's the reason why, because a lot of teams can acquire one or two good starters, one or two good position players. Sometimes they can acquire great position players. The Royals have had great position players before. They had Carlos Beltran in the middle of losing 100 games after 100 games after 100 games. But the difference, and this isn't the only difference, but a huge difference for why you win 56 games last year and why you win so many this year is, okay, yeah, you got Reagans and Lugo, so you're way better, but Singer's way better. His performance is better. He also seems like he's just figured out all the stuff about being in the big leagues. I know people didn't want to make this excuse about the World Baseball Classic because other guys pitching it, but they essentially just gave him a month-long vacation to not throw. And I think I think Brady had to learn from that, and he did. He did. I'm not making an excuse for his entire year because I don't think his numbers. I think he's better than his numbers were last year. He has just been so consistent this season, and this weekend was another example. He was great this weekend.
He was, and it was a nice, quick bounce back. If anybody was worried because he wasn't good in that Red Sox Sunday game before the break, and that was just you're going to have outlier performances, and that clearly, in 2024, what he looked like against the Red Sox was the outlier. And in general, the entire pitching staff is why they're, 10 games above 500 now, positioned where they are, sweeping the White Sox, occupying the final wild card spot, 5 back in the division. All that is because of the pitching.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.